This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nationwide, vaccine scheduling is running headlong into limited vaccine supply. Last-minute appointments can work, but others get stiffed, as Blake Farmer of WPLN reports.
Being summoned to get a shot has been a pleasant surprise for many seniors in Tennessee. 86-year-old David Gibbs was happy to race down to a church in the town of Lebanon hosting the county health department's drive-through vaccinations.
So they call about 35, 40 minutes ago and said if I could be up here by 3:30, we could have our shots. And I said, I'll be there. I just hope I didn't get no tickets on the way.
Tennessee's local health departments started out having people go online and claim an appointment time. That ended up not working so well because the state has no guarantee how many doses will come from manufacturers, and some people wouldn't show up for their appointments, resulting in extra doses that needed to be used before they spoiled. So Tennessee moved to a system where people put their name on a list and then just wait for a call. 77-year-old Sharon Erdman saw online there were hundreds of people in front of her and her husband.
So I thought, oh, we're never going to get in until sometime maybe February, you know, because they're only doing so many people. And so anyhow, I was just shocked when I got the call this morning to come today. I said, we'll be right there.
But not everyone can move so quickly. Some seniors can no longer drive and would need more time to hitch a ride. Some might have to use public transportation, which would be even tougher since most county vaccination sites are geared toward people in cars. In some cities, there's talk of using Meals on Wheels to get people to appointments. Brian Hale with Neighborhood Health, a system of nonprofit clinics, says health departments have to find a more equitable solution.
Otherwise, we're just going to tell people, if you don't have car keys, you can't get a vaccine. And that's inherently unfair.
Already, statistics on COVID vaccinations here in Tennessee and elsewhere are revealing some of the same disparities that have long persisted in healthcare. Hale says that means well-off white people are having an easier time finding their way to the front of the line. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.